您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
In the age of social networks, everybody tries to stay connected with their circle of friends or get reconnected with their long-lost ones. But let's just admit for a second here that friends do drift apart, and not every friendship ends with drama or argument. So is it natural for friendships just to end?
I think it's very natural. It's a natural process for a lot of people, a lot of friends to drift apart. I think one major reason is that we have different growth patterns, right? We tend to have different social status, and we have different jobs, we have different career trajectories. It's very easy for friends, even very close and good friends, to get drift apart. The second reason, I think, because of the distances, right? Even if, for example, if me and He Yan are very good friends, we used to be very good friends, and now He Yan is there in the United States, in Washington, mm-hmm. being a spendthrift, rich woman there.
Whoa!
Because she would.
Why? I mean, where did all this come
and
from?
I'm leading a miserable life, earning my monthly salary from CRI. How can we be good friends?
Why not? I don't see... Okay, now I'm trying to imagine myself with all the shopping bags, and I think we can still be good friends. I think, of course, what goes on with your life, whether you're married or not, changed your job or live in a different kind of friend circle or not, has an impact, possibly, on friendship. But I still believe in BFFs, best friends forever, and I think they do exist, but just very rarely.
But also, I think that if we're talking about a BFF, it doesn't matter if you haven't talked to each other in a long time.
You're still really good friends.
And I think for me, at least, a lot of it has to do with context. You know, so my best friends were friends that I made in university. And I've been out of university for 8 years now, soon to be much longer than 8 years. And so, without that context, without that shared experience, I mean, we lived together, we went to class together, we ate together, we partied together, we shared so many experiences because of that context. Well, then after that context is over, we graduate, we move on, we find jobs, we get married, we have kids, and so on and so on. We live in totally different parts of the world where it's difficult to maintain communication.
But that's my point as well. I think perpetual friendship are much easier from coming from the childhood and school years of one's life. Mm. Do you agree?
I do agree. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, my BFF here in Beijing, she's probably listening to the show today because I told her we're talking about this, and she's like, I'm going to record it. I was like, okay. So we started from second grade in primary school.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I think, all these years we've seen each other in the most pathetic, ugly state, and also the most beautiful ones. And I think it's ups and downs, thin and thick, that you've gone through life together. That doesn't mean you need to speak every day or even all that often, but you are just sort of like a package deal, and you understand each other so well. And I think it's just as you grow older and you realize how precious that is, and you want to stick with it a bit longer, as long as it can be.
Exactly. We have to cherish the very good friendship. I have a BFF or best buddy myself as well. I think he's now living there in Nigeria together with his wife. And we quite, we don't talk quite often. It's like twice a year maybe. And very rare opportunities to meet up with each other. But we really are concerned about each other.
Well, exactly. And I think that's really the point. And really, I mean, the true test of friendship is the test of time.
Exactly.
Right? If you can still be friends, pick up from where you left off after not seeing them for 10 years or something, then that means that you are definitely very, very good friends.